Regional households are down in the dumps about their financial prospects, according to new research, with food, petrol and power all draining their pockets. The Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence Survey shows all regions are feeling these tough economic times. Leah Tebbutt reports.
The increase in the cost of living is tipped to be the driving factor of pessimism in regional economies. These people in Manawatū are feeling it.
Biggest pressure, everything. Food has gone up dramatically.
So energy at the moment is the thing that seems to be costing the most.
I have children that go to school on different sides of town, so yeah, gas is our biggest thing.
It's too much. Sacrifice. Don't eat.
Westpac's economist Nathan Penny says it's a grim picture.
That all regions are in pessimistic territory is quite revealing, and I don't think we've ever seen that in history. And it is an indication of, you know, some key drivers impacting everyone across all regions.
Auckland saw the largest decline in the survey, plunging to negative 37%, and Northland sits close behind at negative 32%, which Mr. Penny partially attributes to COVID-19 constraints.
They battle meat processing capacity issues with many workers taking time off due to Omicron, and that meant that it was really hard for farmers to send their stock to the meat processing plants. And that did cause a lot of issues for farmers over what is the normally busy period.
Mr. Penny says seasonal elements such as droughts have affected many regions. However, he believes there'll be a bounce back in the provinces.
And that's based off the fact that our agricultural industry and horticulture and viticulture, they're doing pretty well. That's likely to underpin incomes in those regions in comparison to some of the urban centres, and particularly Auckland and Wellington, which we do expect to underperform.
The Nelson area dipped further into negative territory in the June quarter, now sitting at negative 12%. That's despite the region's housing market holding up better than most. However, its Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Ali Boswick says the results aren't surprising.
We're a region of exporters, and we know that export is still very difficult, and that supply chains are still very disrupted, and costs are going up quite significantly with that. And also we know that we're in a place where there's a lot of construction happening, and there's a lot of increased costs related to just about every single aspect of that at the moment.
However, Ms. Boswick shared the sentiment of Mr. Penny. International and domestic tourists will be the country's saving grace, and some regions are seeing the effect already.